Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 284, with your spirit. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Philippians 4:23. Let that sit for just a moment. Paul wrote those words from inside a prison, not from a stage, not from a comfortable life, from a cell. And still the very last thing he does before closing his letter is open his hands and speak a blessing over the people he loved. Not a demand, not a checklist, a blessing. And that blessing is being spoken over you today. Before you have done a single thing to deserve, it's soph. That is what needs to be said plainly. You do not wake up this morning having to earn God's grace. It is already being proclaimed over your life. Before your first step, before your first word, before you remember or forget, before you get it right or get it wrong, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is already here. And Paul is very specific. He is not talking about some vague grace, some generic goodness drifting through the air. He says the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. This grace has a name. It has a face. It has nail-scarred hands. It is unearned favor that cost everything to win, and it is being offered to you freely right now. But notice where this grace goes. Paul does not say, be with your life, or be with your plans. He says, with your spirit, the deepest part of who you are, the place no one else reaches, where your exhaustion lives, where your fear hides, where your truest joy is born. That is exactly where Christ wants to be, not just accompanying your actions from the outside, dwelling within you. And that changes everything. Because when grace enters the spirit, it does not stay still. It begins to reshape the way you see the people around you, the way you respond when the pressure builds, the way you walk into a hard day, not with your jaw clenched and your fists tight, but with something rising from within, something that is not yours, something that is his. Grace received becomes grace lived. That is the movement. You do not hold the blessing to yourself. You carry it into the world with you. Philippi was a city acquainted with hardship. The people who first received this letter knew what it was to carry weight. Paul knew it too. He was writing from a prison cell. And still, he did not hesitate. This grace is not reserved for easy days. It was tested in the hardest hours, and there it held firm. It did not fold. It did not fail. So today, before breakfast, stop, not for long, just a moment. Take a slow breath and say out loud. Say it so your own ears hear it. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with my spirit today. Let that truth go all the way down. And then think of one person, someone who will cross your path today and decide, I am going to be a reflection of that same grace to them. Not perfectly, not dramatically, just genuinely. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.